I'm going back to the Teddy Hickman podcast. For this segment right now, we are going to focus on my trip to New York. Welcome, guys, back to the Teddy Hickman podcast. Today I'm going to talk about my past trip with my family to New York. Now, this is the third time I've been to New York City. I've been to New York City in 2016. I've been to New York City last year by myself. And I've also been in New York City, the past few days, our trip started, actually, it was me and my father's trip. We started going to New York on Sunday. My mom arrived in New York on Saturday. So, of course, we've tried to gather everybody for this trip. We gathered my parents, my two siblings, one of my siblings, is in California, and we were supposed to invite her with my nephew and stuff, but it was a little bit scheduling issues here and there. It would have been fun to add them to our new addition as well to the trip. We had a lot great fun time. So if you follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, I put videos, especially Instagram. I have hundreds and thousands of videos and pictures of the entire trip. I got more pictures than I got videos. So I'm literally right here looking at on my Google Photos. I'm over here scrolling down for each picture. I'm trying to go from Sunday to Wednesday. We left Wednesday. I really didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay. Because Wednesdays, it just feel like if you leave on a Wednesday, to me, it seems like you... It's like literally split in the middle of the entire week out of 7 days. Just split in the middle. The 7 days on that entire week. To me, I felt like we should have left on a Saturday. Saturday, to me, makes more sense. Wednesday, not so much. But my parents, they had to go back to work. My mom had to go back to school. My siblings, my sister in particular, enjoyed us being on the trip. We brought our niece to the trip, so she had a great time on New York. We were taking her everywhere. Her parents took her to Disney. They had a Disney store in New York, definitely in Times Square. We were all over there in Times Square. Shout out to anybody that lives in New York. If you've seen me and my family as visitors, because we're from Texas. My sister's from Queens, New York. I think she moved over there in the Brooklyn area or something like that. Not Brooklyn, Manhattan, You know how New York is with the bureaus. I can't tell which is which. They all look alike in my book. In generalization. We were literally there. I was wearing my all red Adidas to the trip. Because I remember when I went to New York by myself, I wore all black. So I took the all black outfit with me. And I literally wore the all red to the trip. So I was recording on the plane, taking pictures on the plane. I'm not usually a travel guy. I like to be at the house. So I'm kind of surprised I was not that scared of doing the takeoff or the landing part. I wasn't panicking. So over time, I've struggled that tremendously. Just gripping on the armrest and holding tight on that thing, because to me, airplanes have always been roller coasters. They've always been roller coasters, in my opinion. I've struggled with that. I'm over here looking at the pictures right now. We got on the subway, because when we looked at Uber prices, when me and my dad were on the plane, I put it on airplane mode, we were flying Southwest. He chose for Southwest, so we had to go down to Hobby Airport. We're so used to going to Bush Intercontinental. My mom had to go on the plane by herself. Shoot, I looked them Uber rides. My dad said, well, son, you have to pay for Uber. Shoot, I checked them Uber rides. It was $50 to get to our hotel. I said, oh, hell no, nah. We have to get on the darn subway. So we got on the bus and we met these two New Yorkers, this couple. And they was just showing us where to go and where to go. Where does this shuttle go to this subway and where the subway goes to this destination? It was all fun. I was just taking pictures along the way. I'm right here looking at my pictures. So we went on the subway. The subway was great. My dad got on my nerves on the subway because he was complaining. What else? And then we arrived to the hotel. Actually, we were walking, and then we arrived at the hotel. The hotel was like 5 minutes away when we were walking. So we got on the elevator. We knocked on the door. My brother was there. He was glad to see us. Then my mother, my sister-in-law, and my niece surprised us. I guess they were trying to do a little surprise thing on it. I really didn't pay no much attention. I took a picture of my parents, my niece, and her parents. Taking pictures, because we arrived at the hotel at 5, literally at 5 something. We arrived there. New York was so big, I took pictures of just a lot of buildings. I saw a little poodle. My dad wanted to go to Wendy's. Actually, he wanted to go to Subway, then he wanted to go to Wendy's to get the baby something. And there was a guy in line complaining about the order. I guess he was using one of those like touchscreen things when you go to, I didn't know Wendy's had them. I thought it was just McDonald's. Him and his son's got something, but he didn't get nothing. So he had to complain about it. The guy looked like Kid Cudi, like an older version of Kid Cudi. So we went back to the hotel. My mom is carrying my niece. My niece went over by me, you know, sitting next to me and everything else. And my parents, my mom is always like, you know, her uncle don't know how to give her a hug. So I don't do hugs, even before COVID. I don't do hugs. I don't do hugs, no way. And then the next morning, which was Monday, my brother he was wearing his Navy outfit because they were having something in downtown New York over there by the ships. So we went to that event. We walked to that event. We met some people along the way. We met a guy that was part of the, he was also part of the military, a little short guy. If you follow me on Instagram at I'm Teddy Hickman, then you'll see those stories of those pictures. I didn't know Google created collages, so I'm glad I shared those collages on Google. I mean, I shared those collages from Google. And my niece had her little shades on. My sister had her shades on. She spent the night. She was sleeping over. Shoot, I went to sleep the other night. So we were just traveling to New York and we went up in the balcony. The hotel had a balcony. I think it had like 33 floors up. And the balcony was, hell, I don't know, maybe 33. I'm glad I'm depending on these pictures because my memory sucks. My dad has the best memory in the family. He can remember anything in chalkboard. My brother wearing his Navy on. Everybody had their transition glasses and or sunglasses. I got to get some new glasses because my shit is all scraped up. So I didn't have no sunglasses or transitioned. I got to get Hunt Harriman, give me some new glasses. Well, then we went to a restaurant. Forgot which restaurant was that. Was it Junior's? We went to Junior's. Junior's had the best food ever. I had some salmon, some baked salmon. Salmon was great. What was that? Baked salmon, rice, fluorescent rice. The ranch was nasty. I didn't taste it at all. Man, the bathrooms were full. I mean, the restrooms was full. I tried to go to that unisex restroom. Somebody must have been in there. I tried to go in the men's west restroom. It was two men in the stalls. I said, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. I had to help get my dad's hand sanitizer. All I wanted to do was use the restroom. What else we did that day? We passed up some plays. The trip was tight. The trip was tight. I enjoyed my Pixel 6. The Pixel 6 takes some great ass pictures during the day. During the night is a whole different story. Verita Studios. We passed that up. Graffiti's. New York was a great freaking trip. There were some pictures I forgot to take because my phone needed to be charged. Also, my phone reached like 50%. The battery life is something else. It'll go from 80% to 60% in just an hour or 30 minutes. That's the only thing. I know that although Google is improving their battery over time, doesn't seem to be the same. It just doesn't seem to be the same. I could be wrong, but just didn't feel the same. Like, even if I have it in my pocket without the charger, just go from like, say, 100% to 95 in just 5 minutes. Like, bro, hold up. With the ships, they had everything else. We went to get us some slushies. The straws, their straws broke. It was like, mine broke in the next 10 minutes. I was just slurping that darn slushy. Everybody else slushy was like, psh. You could tell I need a script when it comes to recording, because I just say whatever, you know. Same thing if I was doing comedy. I would just say whatever. I don't really need no script. Somebody else could probably write the script for me. And I'm a writer, and I'm saying this. I just say whatever comes in my mind. They had Panda Express there. We went to, they had the gay bar stuff. I saw a lot of flags in New York. Didn't surprise me none. Hey, you love who you love. Who am I to judge? And I'd be looking too. I'd be like, okay, I see you. Then we went to Times Square during the daytime. And then we had to split off. And I went with my mother and sister. And then a few hours ago, we met up again. Wait, was that before or was that after? No, it had to be yesterday. No. That happens later on. We got in the Uber because they wanted to go to some Mexican restaurant. And if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram, you can see me dancing beside my mama. We were just dancing. They played that Slick Talk. They played some Bad Bunny. They played all kinds of shit. They even played the Cupid Shuffle. I got up and danced. And then my niece was crying, and they had to leave. Man, I wanted to stay. The baby wanted to leave. I wanted to stay. Apparently, the baby was hungry. The poor baby was hungry. We were all eating at the table, and the baby was hungry. Like, what the fuck is going on with us? I took some more pictures at night. Them Pixel pictures, the pictures at night is so different from doing a day. It's more shiny in the nighttime. Still taking some good ass pictures though. My parents went inside and going to some Krispy Kremes. So we got us like two boxes of Krispy Kremes. And my niece wanted to get us some food from McDonald's. I wanted to stay at the Times Square. I ain't gonna lie, traveling with a group is so different by traveling by yourself. Cause I remember last year when I was traveling alone and walking the streets of New York with my sister, it was a whole different story. We took pictures of on them stairs where we got Times Square, and it was a time when I had existential crisis. You know, existential crises. I had a whole lot of shit going on with me last year. With this is more redemption. Plus, I had a bad phone last year and a good phone this year. That's why I'm appreciating this damn Pixel 6, because it's helped me a lot. More experiences for the buck. More experiences for $5.99. And I think if you have Sprint, you might get that phone for $100 off if you have Sprint. And then Tuesday, I went with my parents. We were going to my sister's place. We were hanging out with my big sis. It says Long Island, New York. That might not be accurate, but I don't know. That's what Google be saying right here. So we were taking pictures. She has a gaming room. She has the bike room. She has a room? A balcony. So it was all kinds of shit. I walked in. We went in her apartment. I walked in and looked and see the Black Lives Matter thing. Now, if you support Black Lives Matter, good for you. I don't support Black Lives Matter. You know, I still love you, but I don't support that group. My dad brought up politics, because the other day when we were eating at Junior's, my dad was talking about, you know, Teddy, if he ain't saying nothing, if he ain't talking about political stuff, the food must be good. Now, if the food ain't good, he talk about politics. Now, that's not true, because we be going to Raising Cane's and I still talk about politics and finish the food. So that's not really true. You can say all that. And I didn't even talk about politics. He brought up politics during the trip. And that's just crazy. I forgot all about Eric Adams. Eric Adams was not even in my mind when I went to this trip. He was not even in my mind. Him or that damn governor, you know, Cuomo and that lady. I don't, just saying. So we did all kinds of shit Tuesday, hanging out with my big sis. And then we went to the ice cream place and we met Javaris. If you're listening, I'm going to shout you out. Shout out to Javaris for bringing his boys to the ice cream place, because we had a hell of a good time over there. I didn't take no pictures of him and his boys other than before and after the ice cream place. Because I forgot to take a picture of me eating that cotton candy ice cream because it was so damn good. Shout out to Javaris for bringing his boys. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Corey for being there as a good cousin. And I didn't even know you and Javaris listened to my podcast. I don't even really listen to my own damn podcast. And y'all show up to support more than I do. You know, this is for the New York segment. I'm not done right now, but I'm just saying, let me see. What else we did? Oh, also on Tuesday, we went to go see the Michael Jackson concert. Was it Tuesday or was it Wednesday? They keep saying Tuesday. Why the fuck did I? Why does it always seem to me that Tuesday is Wednesday and Wednesday is Tuesday? I slept all damn day. That's probably why. The Michael Jackson concert was great. I enjoyed the performance. I enjoyed the actor that played Michael Jackson. Because when he started the show, I thought to myself, like, who is going to play Michael Jackson? And then they had, I'm trying to remember what they had. They had that thing that was in the way. Not in the way. You can see, like, they had a see-through curtain. That's what they had. They had a see-through curtain. Like, you can see the cast members lining up and getting there, getting getting dressed up like as if they're in a dance studio for Michael Jackson. You had a bodyguard in there. You had a reporter and the MTV up in there. So the start of it was great. Now, the con of the performance of the show was dealing with the mask, because the whole COVID coronavirus, this bullshit. I've never been to a show during quarantine that you had to put on a mask to watch a performance. I've been to movie theaters, and I know that's different from being in an actual theater, but they don't even ask for a damn mask. They don't even ask for a mask over there in downtown Houston to look at a damn performance. Now, I get you, it does make sense to put your phone up, turn the shit off. I ain't had no problem with that. I had a problem with people coming in, shh, put your mask on. The mask don't even work. We worrying about face coverings. I can only imagine, because I know I'm finna get political here, I can only imagine if we put more emphasis into, I know they, you know, the start of COVID, they insist people to wash their hands. Even before COVID, the same people that didn't wash their hands are actually trying to tell you to wash your hands. Scrub it with soap. Scrub it with this. But y'all be the main ones. And I put money on it. Once COVID is over, y'all can go back to doing what y'all plan on doing. Not washing your hands. Y'all be the main ones. Y'all be the main ones. So back to the Michael Jackson experience. It was a great fucking musical. You know, it showed the evolution of Michael Jackson and how Michael Jackson served his purpose for so how long, from a little boy being in the Jackson 5 to being playing in solo as a grown-ass man. He had some childlike humor in him because he felt like his father took his life from him. Not his life, but felt like his father pressured him, a lot of the Jackson kids, to be more career driven, to be better than how their father is interpreted. He wanted more for his kids. So of course, with a parent that is that strict, he wants the best for you. Every parent, every person can't have a parent like that. Bo Jackson is not perfect. I'm not perfect. My parents aren't perfect. We all can't get the same type of parent that we expect. You know, I can only imagine if my mom would have married Dwayne Rock Johnson. We all can't have a Dwayne Rock Johnson or Idris Elba as a father. We all can't. I know some people that never had a father and they had father figures. Even if you don't have a biological father or your father wasn't shit, at least have a father figure. Like, I respect people that have father figures, you know, and father figures that take the initiative. Because when you look at Bo Jackson and what he wanted for his kids, and yes, he probably was hoeing out there, because that's how they portrayed him, as abusive hoeing ass father who cheated on his woman and had greed for money. Now, if he was that in real life, I don't know. My sister did say that the producers were one of Michael Jackson's siblings. I can't remember who it was. Who were the producers for the Michael Jackson experience? Let me see. Who were the producers for the Michael Jackson experience? Yeah, the play. Am I saying the play or am I saying the movie? Maybe it meant Michael Jackson musical. The Michael Jackson musical. Now I gotta Google some of this shit. Oh, let me mind you, the play was at the Neil Simon Theater. That's where we went to go see the play. Why I keep saying play as a musical? You know I get the shit mixed up. The musical, the play. It was great. You know, it was fucking great. Let me mind you on that one. Oh, it first premiered December 6, 2021. Damn. From its opening, MJ received mixed reviews, but has been success at the box office. Audience reception to the music has been highly popular. Why the fuck does it have mixed re reception? Maybe because the actor, I don't know. Was fucking great. It was inspiring. Yep, they played Beat It. Shout. Papa's got a brand new bag. ABC, I want you back. Don't stop. I get enough. I'll be there. Dancing Machine, Blame It on the Boogie. Then they had the They Don't Care About Us, and then they cut to the was it 30-minute commission? I don't remember if it was 30 minutes. It probably was 20 minutes. Act two, Billie Jean, Smooth Criminal, For the Love of Money, Can You Feel It, Money, Thriller, Working Day and Night, Black and White, Man in the Mirror. Man in the Mirror was so good. Human Nature was great. They had a lot of aesthetics in the play that I can remember. Especially doing Smooth Criminal. It was a great play. It was a great play. Shout out to anybody that went to go see the play. It was really great. But be aware of those ushers, those people with those masks trying to tell you to put a mask on and watch your phone. No phone. Put your mask on. Fuck that damn mask. I just get so tired of that shit. I'm gonna design a shirt that says coughers can wear a mask, or a mask are for coughers, because everybody I know that wears a mask is coughing. All they do is my damn father was wearing a mask during the entire trip, and he was sneezing and coughing, not all day, that all damn day, but he had segments of it. He was like, "Yo, saying something." Even my mama, she was coughing. I ain't coughing now one time, and these niggas were still. He was worrying about me by wearing a mask. Like I told you best, mask or for coughers. I took the Johnson & Johnson. All you need is one thing. Everybody I know took the booster and the shots and everything else, and they still coughing. They still sneezing. They still doing this. It was a great fun trip, though. I'm surprised I didn't bring my turtlenecks, though. Even though the temperature in New York, excuse me, even though the temperature was in New York was 88, 96, maybe 100, it was hot in that bitch. They took a picture, LaGuardia, then we landed. It's interesting when I played, hold up, when we took off on yesterday, Wednesday, when we took off Wednesday, I was playing Touch the Sky by Kanye West. And then when we were landing, I played You Can't Tell Me Nothing. Thank you guys for listening to this segment for the New York trip. Hopefully you guys can like and subscribe to the YouTube channel or the podcast. Thank you for listening.